Hello, welcome to Solo Voice, a podcast series designed to help you master change within. Millions of people around the world are now awakening to the fact that changes in your life begins with changes in you. In Solo Voice, I share with you my experiences, thoughts, and ideas that I have formed from my experience of helping people from all walks of life. So today, as you listen to this podcast, you may discover something that might help you make a real change in your life. This episode is focused on this one thing that a lot of people do to stop their own growth. It's the notion of, this is not for me, it's not cut out for me, or I don't think I want to do this, and so on. And sometimes that's a very limiting thing for your growth. And we're going to explore what are some situations when saying something like that can be limiting to one's growth. I'm going to take this example of the coaching business. I see a lot of young, talented individuals who are now stepping into the coaching industry, who want to become life coaches. And yet, most of them have this dream. They have this idea that somehow people are going to approach them from different places. And all they have to do is talk to people and change their mindset and help them have a great life. Now, that's a beautiful dream to have. And a lot of times when I meet youngsters who tell me such a plan, I ask them this question. I ask them, what are you doing to get your clients? And most time the response is, that's the part I don't want to do. I haven't considered it and I don't want to do it. And then I meet these people after many years, maybe after 2, 3, and guess what? They still have the same dream and they haven't proceeded even a little bit. What has changed in their life is they have more certifications now, they have more tags to their title, but in terms of actually accomplishing their dream, they haven't even moved a bit forward. And the strange thing is this, even after losing these years, when I ask them the same question, what are you doing to get people who are your clients who want to be coached by you, they have the same answer. One person even told me, how did you do it, Antonio? How did you get into training? How did you get into coaching? And right now you coach some top performers and celebrities. How did this happen to you? How did people find you? And I told them, one, it's God's grace. And two, I earned it. I tell people about how when Harini and I started School of Excellence, we did everything. We picked up the phone and we started calling people who we think were interested in attending our courses. And one day we said, okay, we don't have to do this anymore. There are people who like us, who like to do this, and they will do this for us. It started the same way with coaching. We used to connect to people in our own circle, known places. We used to position ourselves in a specific way, talk about it with passion. And then people start connecting after a certain point of time, and then the name starts spreading and then people come to you. A friend of mine once told me about the study that McKinsey once did. Apparently, they studied entrepreneurs who have been very successful. And what did they do in their early stages of their startup? And apparently, McKinsey, in its report, said that the entrepreneurs who are successful spend about 65% or more of their time in actively promoting and marketing their services. Which means that to be a great coach for most people, it isn't enough to have coaching skills. It's also important to know how to run a coaching business. And I narrate this as an example of how sometimes there are things you need to do to grow in what you want to grow in. So maybe your passion is coaching, but to grow in that, there are things you need to do. Maybe Sports is your passion. To grow in that, what are the things you need to do? Maybe writing is your passion, but to grow as a bestseller, what are the things you need to do? And a lot of times these things that are needed to do, the problem arises because what people think and assume is that when they do the things that are needed to do, they see a picture of them doing this for the next 10 years, 20 years, and how they hate doing that. And that's just in the mind. It's an imagination of a future that is not real. Because when I say you have to do the things you need to do, I'm not saying you have to do the things you need to do eternally. You can earn the right to stop doing it. Maybe someone else does it for you, or maybe your entire approach would evolve and something else would happen. Or maybe people would just start coming to you. It's never true that when there are things that complement what you're doing that must be done, it isn't true that you need to do them for eternity. So the number one mistake that most people make is when they're doing something new, when they want to grow in their field, maybe it's starting a business or becoming the best athlete, they think about the things they need to do and then they project it into the future. They see themselves doing it for 10 years, 20 years and that's not accurate because once the wheel starts spinning, then they can't stop what it is that they don't like to do but is needed now. To illustrate, when I decided to put out this podcast, my team, my organization of about 20 plus people, were fully packed into whatever it is that they were successfully delivering. It seemed too much of a stretch to ask anyone to help me with putting this out. So what did I do? I started doing it myself. I squeezed in time to listen when I'm driving the car. I found time to edit when I was waiting for people to start a meeting or so on. I remember a time when a colleague, a friend, Hari, took a photo of me standing in the road with the laptop on the bonnet of my car, quickly doing a quick edit of the podcast while I was waiting for the rest of my teammates to join me for lunch. So I squeezed in time to do something that I don't have a clue about. But I quickly started. I did it myself. Now, it wasn't the most professional edit. I still listen to them and I hear the peak. I hear the unnatural cuts at times. But then it solved the purpose. It helped me put it out. It helped me connect with people who are listening to this. It helped me to get their response, to carry out a conversation. And over a period of time, I got the system so evolved that I exactly knew how and what to do as soon as I finish a clip so that it is put out. And then it was simple. The product proved itself. I could then afford another person to help me make this more professional. In fact, I got people who just were willing to do this as a goodwill gesture. But remember, I had to earn it. I had to put out those few clips out on the web before I got such support, before I got people saying, "Antonio, let me do this for you. Let me do the editing." But if I had waited, if I had that picture of me editing these tracks for the next 20 years, each one of them, and if I played a movie of it, I don't think I would have got the motivation to do a single podcast. So what I'm pointing out again and again is that there may be things in your life that you need to do and you know you need to do them. And you know that doing that will help you grow. And sometimes maybe it's not something that you like doing or you have the competency for yet. When you do them, you would notice that the growth in your life is accelerating. Most people who I've worked with who limit themselves from doing these things that are necessary are the ones who see themselves, they make a picture, a movie in their mind, seeing themselves doing the thing that they need to do but they don't like to do for a long time. The minute you're able to short-circuit that thought and tell yourself, hey, it's just a while, it's just for a while, until I earn it, to have someone else do this for me. That will immediately give you that sense of rush to go ahead and do it. If you find yourself in a situation where you really need to do something, but you don't want to do it, then tell yourself, this is just a momentary thing till I earn someone else doing this for me. Apparently, most entrepreneurs do that. Most entrepreneurs who don't like marketing, who don't like sales, actually do the marketing and sales, according to McKinsey, because they see it as a short-term thing that they must do. It's not something that they need to keep doing for the rest of their life. Now, this concept of have you earned it extends not only to the things you need to do to grow, but also to probably other domains. For example, I have seen trainers get in front of a people and expect respect. Now, yes, if you are like the biggest name in the planet Earth, in the trainer, then great, you've got it. But otherwise, you have to earn it. Well, I remember when I did my first training, I was probably 19 years old. And I was talking to people twice my age. I didn't have respect the minute I walked into stage. I earned respect by the demonstration of skill, knowledge, connect, and so on. One of the things that inspired me today when recording this track is looking at Bobby McFerrin. Now, I've seen a lot of amateur musicians who go on the stage and who demand that the audience clap. In fact, they say, come on, clap, clap, otherwise I'm not performing. God, that's that's ridiculous. Or sometimes I've even seen them begging. They're like, don't you think I deserve more claps and so on. I've also seen that with the, coaches, therapists. You know, I've seen the therapist say, isn't a resistant client of the coach saying he or she's not ready yet. When actually what they really need to say is that I haven't earned the cooperation of the client yet. But what moved me today when I was watching Bobby McFerrin? Well, when he gets onto the stage, everybody gives it to him. They're clapping, they're expecting eagerly to see what is he going to do, and so on. And I said, hold on, let's see how he did it maybe 10, 20 years ago. So I went to YouTube and I traced back to one of his earlier concerts. And I noticed that he didn't have the same recognition back then. People didn't just applaud for nothing at just his presence. But he would come in there and he would do something spontaneous. Something so impromptu. Something that deserves an applaud. And then the audience says he has the power over them. He earns that respect. So today, maybe after listening to this podcast, I want you to consider, are there something in your life that you know if you do it, it's gonna change everything, but you have been putting it aside because you think you're not cut out for it, or that's not what you want to do? If you have, then I want you to ask the question, is it a momentary thing? If you actually do it and it changes the quality of your life, would have you earned the right for someone else to do this for you? Would have you earned the luxury of having someone else doing this for you? If so, I recommend go after it and do it well. And you may also want to consider in your profession, if you have been put down by some people, perhaps is refusing to give you the respect you deserve, perhaps someone who's not giving you their cooperation, I want to ask you the question, what are you doing to earn it? I'm Antonio Solar John, and you can listen to more of my podcast on www.antonosolar.com, which is spelled ANTANOSOLAR.com. Enjoy your life, each moment, and continue to grow blissfully.